Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Lauren, Sharpie, Chris, and Steve. Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Ooh, I'm first. Hiya.
I try to mix it up.
I know you do.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy. I do try and mix it up, and sometimes I don't remember who goes where, but I try not to make people last all the time and not first all the time. The middle gets jumbled up.
I like to be last because that way you're building up to the like, oh, who's last? Okay, maybe not.
No.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about our favorite steak on Disney property. This is Walt Disney World Resort. Keep it to Walt Disney World, East Coast. And
yum.
You get to tell us about your favorite steak on Disney property.
So we can't talk about Palo. That's not Disney property.
It is not. Well, no, not Disney World Resort.
Bummer.
Sorry. Save it for another show.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to start off. And I've talked about this one before. This is going to be at the Yachtsman Steakhouse. It's over at the Yacht Club. And I've had two experiences here. My first experience was many years ago. I'd say seven or eight years ago. And it was not a good experience at all. We went. I did have a young child at the time. She needed a lot of attention. The steak that I got was very gristly. And everyone else raves about the Yachtsman. So we decided to give it a chance. I decided to give it a chance again. And this was about a year ago, maybe. And so we went again. And everything was fantastic from the service to the food. And I need to focus on the food. So what I ended up ordering, and unfortunately, going to dinner with me is difficult because I always have to change things up. So I love a good peppercorn steak. And what I ended up doing is I got the 16-ounce prime ribeye steak. That typically comes with brioche, bone marrow, and a blue cheese butter. Not my favorite things. So I ended up asking for a substitution. They have a 12-ounce prime New York strip steak, which comes with potato gratin, peppercorn brandy sauce, and they put that on top. I asked them if they could do the ribeye with the potatoes and the peppercorn, and they did because they're very nice people. It was fantastic. It was cooked perfectly. Got mine medium rare. No, got it medium. Yes. And it was wonderful. The peppercorn definitely flattered my steak. It worked well, and it was fantastic. Menu price, $54 for that steak. This is a double credit if you're on the dining plan. So two credits go into this, and it was fantastic. I would go again in a heartbeat. Loved it.
That is a favorite restaurant of a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's probably
Yachtsman.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I love Yachtsman.
Everything from that hotel is wonderful. It's right on this amazing pool outside. You just walk over from Epcot or walk over to Epcot after dinner, watch the fireworks. And then they have this, what is it? They have this bread that they give you in the beginning with this roasted clove of garlic. It's like a whole clove of garlic, and it's like cut, the top of it's cut off, and it's roasted in the oven. Oh,
I think you tried to make those afterward.
God, they're so good. And you get the little cloves out, and they're nice and buttery, and you smush them on the bread. Oh my gosh. So good. And
okay, we're talking about steaks.
The steak is good too. I mean, that might be the best. That might be the best steak. I'll have to wait and see, but that definitely is a contender for top Disney World steak.
No, it was wonderful. So, Chris, you have a choice as well. What was your favorite steak?
My favorite steak. Okay, I'm going to have to say mine is kind of a tie. So I think if you want to break the bank and you have the ability to get off property, head over to the Waldorf Astoria and go to the Bull and the Bear. It's an over-the-top steakhouse. It's a memorable meal. I would put it right up there with Victoria and Albert's. It's not going to take you as long as Victoria and Albert's. It's probably going to cost you almost as much. But they have amazing steak there. They have every kind you can imagine. I'm a I always go with the ribeye because it's the juiciest, I think, flavored steak that you can get. But of course, they have your filet. Figure about $80 for a steak and a side. And they have the standard steakhouse sides, you know, whether it's something as simple as fries or scalloped potatoes or a potato gratin, or they also have, you know, spinach and salads and things like that. But the steak is over the top. And I can't talk about the Bull and the Bear without talking about how beautiful the restaurant itself is. First of all, the hotel's gorgeous. You do have to valet park, which is kind of a pain because that does add more money to your overall, you know, experience. But, the steakhouse itself is gorgeous inside. There's, you know, little overstuffed chairs and little tiny tables. It's very romantic. And the time I went, not only did I go with my best girlfriend, which was not romantic, she's also a vegan. So that kind of took something away from the experience. But they treated her extremely well. They were able to tailor her meal around her. And so she had a good experience too. So if you're eating, if you want a big night out, this is the place to go. I would recommend it to anyone. But since we're supposed to be on property, I love the steak at Chefs de France in Epcot. And the nice thing about that steak is it's a one credit meal. And so it's very affordable and it is on the dining plan, of course. And so I would put that steak up there as one of the best on property.
Yeah. And the Bull and the Bear, it's like over by Old Key West, Disney Springs area. So it's in this little niche that some reason Disney did not buy when they.
Oh, that's a whole different story. Yeah, and it's a cute story too. The guy wouldn't sell it.
So it's basically, it's not on property, but it's as close
it's right
as
there.
It's like right there, this little piece. So if you took a cab, you could get there, you know, it's not like you're going
$15.
To,
yeah. It's well worth it. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about that kind of dinner, I mean, that's an engagement or an anniversary kind of dinner. It really is. And it's definitely not for kids. I mean, if your child is under, I would say 12, the food is going to kind of overwhelm them. It's too quiet in there. It's dark, you know, one of those kind of places, but it's not like it's not like a masculine kind of steakhouse. I mean, it's very light and pretty as far as the furniture goes. I don't know. It's great. I love it. I've been trying to get back over there. And I mean, Chefs is just like, I love that restaurant anyway. I think it's one of those overlooked restaurants. It's very pretty in there. So
it's kind of funny because before I really knew Epcot, when I was going to Disney as a young adult, early 20s type of thing, I was always intimidated by Chef de France.
Sure.
And just, I don't know. I just felt like you'd have to get dressed up or something. You don't. You can go in. It's a single credit there. Wear what you're wearing. It's casual, but fancy. It's a good combination.
It is. Do you know what? It's like appropriate to take the kids to, but it's also appropriate for like a date. It really is. It is one of those places. It just works for however you want it to work. Now, Bull and the Bear is very, you know, you're wearing a nice dress or suit or whatever, or at least a tie.
Steve, would you like to go next?
Yeah, mine's a one that people don't really think about. It's over at Disney property. It's over at the Wilderness Lodge. You can get there by boat or you can get there by bus. Or hopefully you're staying there.
Take a train to a plane? Oh,
yes.
Take a helicopter and airdrop.
But over there they have a restaurant that a lot of people don't usually think about, which is Artist Point. It's really pretty. It's kind of off the main lobby down a hallway. And we've had some really great meals there. And I have had, if you're looking for something different, I've had the aged buffalo strip sirloin. So it's definitely got a little bit of a different taste to it. It comes with some barley risotto, which was fabulous. Some root vegetables, some little mushrooms that only Chris and Lisa can pronounce the name of.
Which ones are those?
What are they, Chris?
The chanterelles.
There you go. You get some chanterelles with that and some winter greens. Now that's $49. It's definitely different if you're looking for a different type of steak. You can try the aged buffalo. If you're not into, you know, trying something new, they have the grilled filet mignon, which is pretty much the same steak at all the Disney restaurants, and it's very good. It's also $49, and it comes with some crusted new potatoes, a charred eggplant, some spring onions, and a herb vinaigrette. Both of those are really, really good. Service is always good. I like the atmosphere over there. It's just a fun resort to walk around and take a look at outside as well. And they have some really good desserts too. So it makes for a really good experience.
Okay. Excellent. Lauren.
Uh-oh.
No, uh-oh.
Oh,
good stuff.
Good. I'm not
steak.
In trouble.
Whew, no, okay. Your turn.
Okay, so my steak pick is at Cali Grill. And I love their oak-fired filet of beef. The steak is tender. I love the tomato butter that they put on it. The risotto that comes with it is fantastic. It's not too much food. It's just the perfect amount. The beef is very, very tender. And I love Cali Grill, so I think I'm partial to that anyway. But I love the risotto that comes with it. So that I'm always partial to anything that comes with risotto.
Yeah, the risotto is really good.
But yeah, that's my pick.
And for all these restaurants, especially California Grill, make sure you have dining reservations or you're not going to get in. So book those 180 days out.
See, that's the nice thing about Bull and the Bear, because it's so expensive. You can get it a few days out really easily.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to know.
All right. One more, Sharpie.
Okay. I'm going to have to do a throwback here. The best steak that I have ever had at Walt Disney World was at the Concourse Steakhouse at Disney's Contemporary Resort.
Oh, I loved that place.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely the best steak I have ever had at Walt Disney World. But alas, the Concourse Steakhouse is no more. A second, in terms of steak, and you're all going to laugh when I say this, a steak that I really enjoy, and it's not a menu item, is, in other words, you're not going to order it off the menu, is the steak at Ohana. It's roasted over the fire. I really, and it has always been so tender, so juicy, well-seasoned, well-cooked, with a little bit of smoke on it.
Yep.
Love it.
I didn't see that one coming.
That's good. It is very good. And it's really cool to watch them cook that over there. They've got all the shish kebabs set up.
And it's plentiful.
Yeah, they keep...
Want more steak? You ask for more steak.
Simple.
Exactly.
That's
if you're
right.
A steak lover, go for it.
We
go
were there on our last Mouse Chat meetup, and I think Brent was with us, and he must have they were like, more steak? And Brent was like, here, I got a whole plate. They would like bring a shish kebab and they would load it up and he would eat it, and then they would come back and he would it was like, I'm eating for the month.
Did you see Mandy?
Mandy
was throwing down too.
It was
That's
good.
That's what happens. Cast members.
Well, if you haven't been to Ohana, it's kind of like, what is it? Like a family style, but it's, you know, they bring the meat on the spear, and they don't give you the green or red thing to turn over. They just come by and ask if you want chicken or if you want, what do they have?
Is that Mongolian style?
They'll have shrimp.
Brazilian.
Yeah, it's like
Brazilian style steakhouse.
But the steak is the best, and you can get you can kind of get a piece that's to your liking if you like it a little more well done or a little more rare. But of course, they kind of ration out the steak. You gotta don't fill up on the salad and everything and wait till they start bringing
that's
the good
they
meat.
Get you.
Yes.
The salad
it's all
and that
delicious.
Bread.
It is. Everything there is amazing.
Hold out.
Is very yummy.
Ohana is just like, I love to, I wouldn't want to go there like more than like once a year, you know, but it's like that one time you go, you're like, okay, I need to wear my stretchy pants.
We had been in the habit of going on every trip.
Really?
Hence
you
the
get
reason
sick of
why.
It,
honestly, what we really found was because we would usually do a later reservation, we found that the service in late evening, if you're among the last, I would say 25 to 30 families seated. The service is just so quick and rushed. We just didn't enjoy it the last couple times. Yeah. So we've given it a break. We'll give it a try again. But
And you have to want to eat with that hula lady singing, which she's adorable. I mean, she came to the table and talked to us and she was so nice. Uh-huh. But, you know, with the coconuts and the kids running around, it's like, stop, just bring me my meat.
Yeah. Bring me my meat. Bring me my noodles, because the noodles are amazing.
The noodles are good too. And the bread pudding.
The wings are amazing.
Yes.
Is that the peach bread pudding at the end of the night? Oh my God.
Oh, it's so good.
The Bananas Foster bread pudding.
Is it Banana Foster's?
I think it's peach. I think it's banana.
It's got the caramel.
It's got the caramel.
It's Bananas Foster.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm actually thinking of making
the caramel over right at the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, we got to stop talking about food this
week. It's like the easiest thing in the world to make, by the way.
Right, with the ice cream and the pineapple coconut bread, the bread pudding.
Mm. Could you please stop?
Good. Let's all go to Ohana.
I'm supposed to be on a diet here.
I think all of these are great. I mean, every one of these choices. You know, the funny thing is that none of these that we picked are at the Grand Floridian. Although I like the restaurants there, but I don't think of them as like for a signature item. There's not like...
Do you know what? Mm-hmm. An honorable mention should always be the steak from the Grand Floridian. Because Lauren, you know that Which is restaurant? An awesome steak. Oh, the one at Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Huh.
That's just an awesome steak.
And it's fun. I'm sorry, Chris, but it's funny that you say the Grand Floridian Cafe steak when you've got Citricose, you have Narcoossi's, you have Victorian Albert's.
Well, and see, here's the downside for me. I'm never going to pick a filet because I think while it's tender and everything, it's not a very tasty cut of meat. So, and that's all they have at Citricose is the filet. So I would rather get like their pork dish, which is fantastic, or something, you know, seafood or something.
Yeah. The Grand Floridian's all those restaurants are great to kind of go out of your comfort zone and try something totally different than the standard.
It's almost like dishes. The steak is the standby. It's the
It's the safe item.
It's the Lisa item.
Sometimes when I go to a new... I'm sorry, what's that?
I said the steak is always my pick.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes, like when I go to a new restaurant and I don't necessarily trust what's going on, I'll order the steak just to kind of see what the kitchen can do. But you know, I think in general, I maybe don't accept at Yachtsman. God, it's good there. So, you know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about Le Cellier.
Le Cellier, if you don't know where it's at, it's over at Epcot. It's in the Canada Pavilion. It used to be, if you were on the dining plan, but it's been probably a couple of years now because it goes by so quick. It used to be one credit. Then they moved it to two. And they moved the lunch to two, so the price went up. It's one of those places on Disney property that everybody raves about. So there's a lot of people that like it. The last time I went, I didn't think it was worth it. So my things with Le Cellier were, first off, it was one table service when I went, so it was half the price of what it is now.
Right.
It was run by a bunch of kind of college kids. So for the, you know, fancy steak, expensive meal, the service was not ideal. I didn't think it was great.
I feel that place is totally overrated. And I know people are going to disagree with that. And that's okay. But I agree with you. I think it's overrated. And a big problem with it is a service, because at Disney Signature restaurants, you're getting experienced servers and they're all very good. Like, you're not going to find a bad server in general at these kind of places, except Le Cellier, where they have the kids from the college program. And, you know, they try and everything, but there's just a difference between a 20-year-old from a college student and someone who's been doing it for 20 years and they worked their way up to the privilege of working in those signature places.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And then, it was a very small kind of cramped environment at the Cellier as well. And I think we were on some little tiny table that they stuck in there at the time. It was just not a great experience. And I thought
it was cramped, definitely.
Yeah, and I thought the steak was, you know, it was okay, but it wasn't. And it's tough because you get the hype of a lot of these places too. And then you go in and you're like, this is definitely not worth it.
That's why I think mentioning, the one in France and the one at Grand California, or I'm sorry, California, what is it? Grand Floridian. Sorry. I had like a major brain cramp there. The Grand Floridian, those two are kind of off the, you know, beaten path, sort of really good steaks that are a good deal for your money that you would be better off spending there than at Le Cellier, I think. Although you're not going to have that steakhouse experience with those sides and everything.
Swag.
Give it away. Give Swag. It away. Think, give it away
I think,
now.
I think that one's me now, right? So our swag winner is Lloyd Jason Phillips. And Lloyd posted, which I love this. Thank you, Lloyd. Please don't, in all caps, stay on topic. It's what makes the podcast so entertaining and unique. Thank you, Lloyd. We will do our best.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll take some effort.
For us, you know, we'll have to try.
You know why it's hard? Because we all like each other and then we get excited about something, you know? So it's like, you know, it's just like if we were sitting on a bus on our way to the Magic Kingdom, we'd be talking like this, you know?
Okay. Lauren, you have a little bit of news for us.
I do. So Mouse Chat is doing their, what is this? Our sixth year doing it?
This fifth year? Will be our fifth year doing it, but it's our sixth year for podcasting.
Okay. So we're doing our fifth annual Mouse Chat meetup, and it's going to be, we've picked a date. It's going to be the weekend of December 2nd. So we're going to change it up a little bit this year and do something different. So you put the date aside to come out and join us and play in the parks. And we're going to announce what the event is going to be a little bit later, but we just wanted to let everybody know to save that date so you guys can come out and meet us and hang out.
I'm saving it. So we'll be over at Walt Disney World.
You have to save it.
Okay.
One of these years, we're going to switch it up and do a cruise. I'm telling you.
A Mouse Chat cruise.
Yes. We need to.
I would like that. But then we have to do it in the summer. So I can take my
family. That's not happening.
Okay.
It's so much money.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah. The pricing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You can take them out of school. It's only high school.
Yeah, it's only high school.
Right now, it's all right. Right now.
And they're only a block scheduling. So if they miss one day, it's like missing two.
Eh. No big deal.
No biggie. They don't. Who needs an education? Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and grab the show here, wrap it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you would like to leave any comments for us, you can do that at mousechat.net. Also over at mousechat.net, you can download our shows. There are plenty to be had. You can find those at iTunes as well. Thank you very much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.